Say. give us another one on.
Yeah.
I got one on. Give us like a good Carbach, like a good
Chambers.
It's like something he said with the songs.
Like a verse,
like a nigga, I don't know. Whoa.
Say anything.
Trust yourself.
From Shlomo, that right, one of the main reason why we turn around by right, we're davening Kabbalah Shabbos and we turn around by Bayi V'Shalom is to like welcome in Shabbos, right? Usually, right, most of the world daven towards Mizrach, towards the east, and we turn around because Shabbos comes in from the west, right, behind us. So like we're welcoming, like imagine like we're standing in a room. And someone walks in that we're so excited to see. So everyone turns around. Oh, who's this guy that just walked in that we love so much? Right? Srili just walked in. And everyone's like, wow, Srili. So, right? But says Rav Shlomo, he has another reason. He gives a mashal. He gives an example of like a traveler, someone that travels. He travels the whole world. And someone that backpacks, he has everything that he has, all of his belongings, all of his possessions come with him everywhere. Right? He has his bags full. He's living out of his backpack. And everywhere he goes, he's constantly checking, do I have all of my bags with me? Do I have all of my bags with me? You're going on a train, you have to check. Do I have everything with me? I'm getting off the train. Do I have zombie with me? Crazy, well, and says Rav Shlomo that just like a traveler, he whenever he's going to somewhere new, he's about to walk in, you know, he's about to walk in somewhere and he has to check, do I have all my belongings with me? Says Rav Shlomo, this is us coming into our Shabbos. A lot of times our Shabbos doesn't necessarily look how it looks during the week. It can't. How could it? It's Shabbos. And says Rav Shlomo, when we're coming into our Shabbos Kodesh, we have to remember to bring our week with us. That no matter how it looked, no matter how our week looked, whether it was amazing and I accomplished what I wanted to accomplish, whether it wasn't as amazing as maybe I thought it needed to be or I thought it should be, we have to remember to bring everything with us. And not in the way of carrying around baggage, but in the way of remembering that like this is a part of me and that affected my week. And now let's own that. And now I'm coming at the Shabbos, and I have my bags full of everything I collected, right? All the side quests that I did during the week. Everything comes with me. Someone once told me that Matzah Shabbos, right? You're not, if you guys know, you're not allowed to, like if you have tzitzis and they're loose, you're not allowed to tighten the tzitzis, right? It's one of Lamatas Melachas, it's tying. So if I have the knot in my tzitzis are loose, I can't tighten it over Shabbos. So this guy told me that Matzah Shabbos, what he likes to do is like he goes like checks his tzitzis and he tightens them after Shabbos, now he's allowed to. And he said he has in mind to tie all the knots from Shabbos, all the things that he collected, and keep it safe with him. And he brings that into the week. The sweetest thing ever. So I guess my bracha is to make sure we're tying those knots and bringing our Shabbos into the week with us, and then bringing our week into the Shabbos with us, and this constant process of just like owning everything that we have and owning all of us, not leaving anything behind, not thinking that something needs to be left outside the door. Hashem accepts us exactly how we are, and we're able to bring that inside. We're able to bring that. Shalom Amru B'nei Yisrael.
I just want to share a thought. It's something I think that we all know so much to be true, but we sometimes separate the two and we forget the how intertwined and how they're really one and the same. How it's really the same exact thing. And I think we see that from this week, from Aaron HaKohen. This week's Parsha is a dedication to Aaron HaKohen, to the point where Moshe Rabbeinu is not even anywhere mentioned in the Parsha, like we spoke a few times already. Moshe Rabbeinu is absent from the Parsha. And part of that is because Aaron HaKohen is the one who goes lefnayu lefnim, is the Kohen Gadol, the holiness of all holy, the holy of holy, where no one is allowed to be there. There's no one's allowed to be into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the holiest time, in the holiest place, right? There's Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. There's person, there's place, and there's time. There's time, which is Yom Kippur, the holiest time of the year. There's the person, who's the holiest person, who's Aaron HaKohen. And there's the place, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When all three of those come together, when all three come together, it's the holy, holy. What does holiness mean? Anyone know what holiness, the, They're in English and Hebrew, it's a different word. Kedusha, holiness. Kedusha is, who said that? To separate. It's separate. It's different. You're separated. The Kohen is separated. He's separated from everyone else. Everyone's allowed to come to a certain spot. And then the Levim, the Kohanim, the Levim, Yisraelim, Machne, Kuhuna, Machne Leviya, Machne Yisrael, the Machne Shechina, right? Is that their levels. There's levels. They're levels to Kedusha, to holiness. And it's a reality, right? It's a reality, like Shabbos. Shabbos, like Avi said so beautifully, Shabbos is a time. Shabbos is a time of the holiest of the holiest time in the week. Shabbos, everything directs itself toward Shabbos. All bracha comes from Shabbos, just like the Kohen Gadol. Just the Kohen Gadol, all kapara, all kedusha, all of these things, right? Part of the problem, we're not up to Korach, but Korach, one of the problems that Korach had and that people had was kikola eda kulam kedusha. We're all on the same level. Everybody's on the same level. It's not true. Yosef is the tzaddik. It's the problem that the brothers actually had with Yosef at tzaddik. They had a problem with Yosef because, wait, why are you so different? Malchus, you're different? Why are you so different? We're all on the same exact level. And the truth is, it's not true. It's one of the problems that people have in current events. They have to say, oh, someone who's learning Torah, well, we spoke when Rabbi Kestenbaum was here. There's something called the person who sits and learns Torah, and that Kedusha, that holiness, is really, really, really big. The Baal HaTanya writes, talks about it. The fact when a person, it's different when a person does a mitzvah, right? The Gemara talks about it. The Gemara talks, it's different when you do a mitzvah or you learn Torah. Somebody who's learning Torah has very, very, very extra, 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 extra holiness. Yehuda and Yosef are different than the rest of the brothers. They're different. There's malchus, there's kuhuna, there's being a kohen, there's being a melech. They're different levels in holiness. Shabbos is not like a regular Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. Adar, mishenichnas Adar, mar ben besimcha. That's very different than mar cheshvan. Cheshvan doesn't have anything. It's a sad month in a certain way. Sad, but mar. It has a bitterness. That's why one of the pshatim why it's called Mar Cheshvan. Adar is there's certain holiness. Av, Yishenichnas Av Mamatim B'Simcha. You're not allowed to drink wine. You're not allowed to eat meat. You're not allowed to dance. Adar is the exact opposite. What does that mean? It means that there are different things going on in Kedusha. In Kedusha, there are different levels of Kedusha. The morning has a different level of Kedusha than do you know at nighttime? People don't know this. At nighttime, there's certain things that you're allowed. Are you allowed to give tzedakah at night? At nighttime? Or am I allowed to learn, believe it or not, say Tehillim at nighttime? Nighttime has a different, you learn Derech Hashem. You learn nighttime has a different sense of holiness than the afternoon, than the morning. It's different. Could be it's a dark. It's a time of darkness. It's a time of darkness. In as far as the world that we live in now, we're at the world. I'm talking about the world, right? The holiness from Avram Avinu, Yitzchak, right? We're the madrigas of people. People, we're further away in a certain way. In a certain way, we're less ruchni. In a certain way, that tzaddikim tell us, our nekuda pnimi, could be it's even stronger. The Gemara says that one of the Amoraim says, if I would be in this generation, in the generation of the Dor of Ikfas of the Meshicha, right, he would die. He wouldn't be able to exist. He wouldn't be able to exist. Now the neshama, the nekuda pnimi, okay, it could be we're more powerful. The fact that we're able to withstand it, we're able to hang and be in this world with all the gashmias, with all the stuff that we have, and we're still able to be learning Torah, could be our nekuda pnimi, could be the nekudi, the pintaliyid, the Magen Avraham. You guys know what the pintaliyid is. The pintaliyid, it means that no matter what, there is a fire burning. There's a fire burning for every Jew, from every Jew. So it could be the Pintala, could be that that fire is a stronger fire. You know what the raya is, because the winds are so strong. The Imre Emes said, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But the Imre Emes, who died, I think, in the 40s, right? Maybe the early 50s, you could look it up, 48. The Imre Emes said that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But nowadays, when the winds are so strong, it could be the apple could fall far from that. That's 1948. That's almost 100 years ago. Nowadays, the winds are so strong, so it could be in a certain way we have a certain fire that is more powerful. But that's not so much the point. Just it's good to think. So there are different levels of Kedusha. The Talmud Chacham walks in, you have to stand up for him. You have to stand up for the Talmud Chacham. The Tzaddik, it's not just what his last name is. It's not just what a Tzaddik's last name is. It's his Kedusha that he brings more holiness and he learns more Torah. And he davens stronger. A person davening is not allowed to look in front of him. You can't walk in front of somebody who's davening. Why not? The Shekhinah is right there. That's very different than if I'm sitting on the beach and I'm hanging out. It's very, very different. There are different levels. The Beis Medrash, you're not allowed to talk about certain things. You guys know that. You're not allowed to, you know, lehalacha. You're not allowed to really eat in a Beis Medrash. You're not allowed to eat in a Beis Medrash. What we're noyig to do or do anything chol, to talk about anything chol. Why? In your room, you're allowed to. In your room, you're allowed to, because there are different levels of holiness. And Aaron HaKohen is the height, is the highest of the highest of the highest level of holiness. It's Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Shabbos. That's what this parsha is about. It's about the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen. The Kohen is different. He's not allowed to go into a Beis HaKvaras. He's not allowed to walk into a cemetery. He's not allowed to walk into a cemetery. He's not allowed to go ahead. He can't go ahead and walk into a cemetery. He's not allowed to. If you're not a Kohen, you're allowed to. What's the pshat? He's not allowed to go into the Shiloh. It's about going into a hospital. Why? What's the big deal? Because there's Kedusha. Could you go in the Harabayas? It's not so pashut if you can go in the Harabayas. Okay, we're not getting into but the Harabayas has something holy to it. A person who works on himself, a tzaddik, an Aaron HaKohen, someone who works on himself, he marbe, he brings more holiness. Okay. What's the catch? Here's the catch. What do we all know about Aaron HaKohen? What do we know something so special about Aaron HaKohen? What it says about Aaron HaKohen is what? Aaron HaKohen, it says, when he passed away, it says that all of the Jewish people, I think that's the Lashon, all the Jewish people cried when Aaron HaKohen died. Why? Usually our image and our what?
Peace.
Oh. Aaron HaKohen is having me tell me of Shalom. Aaron HaKohen, what does it say? Oyev Shalom, Roidev Shalom. When you think of Aaron HaKohen, I'm asking everybody here, when I think of Aaron HaKohen, when you think of Aaron HaKohen, what do you think of? I don't really think of that holy guy who you can't get near. I think of a sweet, loving, warm Aaron, was someone who would speak to the women, speak to the men, make sure the husband and the wife, that everybody gets along. Very sweet. Moshe Rabbeinu, I imagine a little bit like, I don't know if I'd get near Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, at least to me, I could just say how I feel about Moshe Rabbeinu, a little bit intimidating. Aaron HaKohen, I don't imagine such an intimidation. I imagine just a sweetness.
He's a healthy nine.
A sweetness. Okay, I'm not holding in the anagrams. A sweetness, a sweet, beautiful, beautiful, loving, right? Someone like Abe Plotzker, nice, sweet. A little bit. Sweet. Very sweet person who's the opposite of intimidation, who's the opposite of taking up so much space that I don't feel comfortable. Oh, what's the pshat? Aaron is also hoid. Aaron is hoid. Hoid is humble. Aaron HaKohen is humble. He's hoid. Hoid means his melashon hoidah. He has humility. Moshe Rabbeinu's netzach. competition. I'm strong. I'm a leader. I'm powerful. I'm going to bring Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. I'm going to cross the sea with Klal Yisrael. Aharon HaKohen is madlik the neiris Hanukkah. He's sweet, he's humble. How do those two go together? And I think that is such an important lesson for us to remember, is because many times we associate a holy, holy Jew, or we associate holiness with the exclusion of somebody else. And there is a truth to that sometimes, because Kedusha means that I'm separate. Kedusha means that I am separate, and that I am different, and that a ben Torah, somebody who's a ben Torah, somebody who is a holy person, somebody who learns Torah all day, is different. You can't just go ahead and say, I tell this sometimes to people, if you're dressing a certain way, and you're on an airplane, you're dressing a certain way, and you're on a bus, you're dressing a certain way, and you're in a certain environment, you're different. You have to, if you're dressing like a yeshiva bachur, you're dressing like a ben Torah, then what you carry, what you represent is something that's very, 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 very different. Sometimes we don't want to hear that. We want to say, oh, what's the difference? I'm just like everybody else. But the truth is, there are different levels in holiness. And somebody who dedicates his life to Torah, somebody who dedicates his life to tefillah, to Torah, to what that really means, there is a separation. There is a separation, which means a kedusha. The problem that happens is we forget that Aharon HaKohen, who's the most separate, is the Oyev Shalom, the Roydev Shalom. He's the one who actually brings everyone together. He's the one who is actually going ahead and umakarvan la Torah. What does that mean? He brings them close. It doesn't say he's Malamed. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Rebbe. He's the Rebbe. Aaron is more like the mother. Moshe Rabbeinu is more like the father. Aharon HaKohen is more like, it's so sweet. It's so beautiful. Shabbos. Think about what Shabbos is. How incredible is it? Shabbos has the same exact paradox a little bit. Shabbos is holy. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael says Shabbos. Shabbos. B'koishi hetiru lem. They talk. The big tzaddikim, they wouldn't even talk. They wouldn't even talk. B'koishi hetiru lem to say anything on Shabbos. To talk Shabbos. To say Shabbos is so holy. It's like imagine on Yom Kippur, you're sitting there talking and schmoozing about silly things. You feel a little bit like not. It's like, it's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. Oh, what's the difference? Every day is holy. Every day is this. No, it's different. It's different. It is different. There's nothing wrong with saying that it is different. But what is Shabbos? What happens on Shabbos? Shabbos is the time where we come together with our family. Shabbos is the time where we're makariv. You could be makariv. You could bring a yid. How many Jewish people became closer to Hashem from what? How did they come closer to Hashem? Because they went to a Shabbos meal. They went to a Shabbos meal. They ate at someone's house and sang Zmiris and was with their family and sat together and was together. And there's a warmth and there's a love on Shabbos. It's one and the same. It's the same exact thing. The Kohen Gadol and the Beis HaMikdash and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shabbos Kodesh, which is separate, which is holy, is the same exact thing. Same exact thing as the love for another Jew, loving, including, not excluding. It's a paradox because Kedusha is separating. But love of the Jewish people, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, how come we don't say it on Shabbos? We don't say Shabbos. We don't say Tehillim for the soldiers and for the hostages on Shabbos. Why not? Why don't we do it on Shabbos? Because Shabbos itself is the Tzizamenkeit. Is the Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, as us being together, as us loving each other. The holiest time, that's what Yom Kippur is. What's Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the year. The holiest day of the year. Yom Kippur, who said that? Purim, correct. Purim, perfect. Yom Kippurim. What do you do on the holiest day, Purim? Yom Kippurim. You heard that? You know that. The Arizal says that. It's Kippurim. It's like Purim. What do we do on Purim? The holiest day. What does it say? Kol ha'poishe yad noisnim. You know what that means? Anyone who asks you for tzedakah, what do? You're obligated, kol ha'poshet yad, which means anyone who puts out their hand, noisnim. What does that mean? That means physically. If someone goes ahead and asks you, Avi, I need money, you don't ask him, show me your document, what are you raising money for? No. Kol ha'poshet yad noisnim, you give it to him. Matanas lev yoinim, we give out to everybody else. You give out mishloach manas, ish l'reyeyu. What does it mean, kol ha'poshet yad noisnim? What's Purim known for as the biggest day of the year? For what? For what else? For tefillat Hashem. Tefillat Hashem. It's the holiest day in the year, and that's the day where we put on costumes, and it doesn't matter who you are. It's almost like we prepared the shir together, Avi. Because Purim, which is the holiest day, and the tzaddikim talk about that, by the way. It's not now, Mirtz Hashem, next week we'll talk about the avodah of Purim, what to do on Purim. Is that you got to daven on Purim. You have to daven on Purim because it's the holiest day. It's Mamash Kippurim, Yom Kippurim. How ironic, what?
Put your hand out from his hand.
Exactly. Kol ha'poshe yad noisnim is the same exact thing. Why? You know why? Because you're the Kohen Gadol Lefnayu Lefnim. And the holiness is the same. So again, you see the same thing. On Yom Kippur, what do? On Yom Kippur, what's everybody doing? Erev Yom Kippur, what's everybody doing? Do you forgive me? Do you forgive me? Do you forgive me? Do you forgive me? I love you. We're all together. Why? It's always like that. It's always like that. Wherever you find Kedusha, wherever you find Purim, wherever you find Yom Kippur, wherever you find the Kohen Gadol, wherever you find Torah and Tefillah, you know what you find? You find the Jewish people. You find love for the Jewish people. Find me a tzaddik who is davik to Hashem, who is davik to the Torah, who is davik, connected, who had lived the Yom Kippur life, who also didn't love a Jew more and 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 more. You know why? Not because it's a coincidence, because it's one and the same. As the pasuk says about Aaron, "V'nasatel choshen ha'mishpat ha'urim v'atumim v'hayu alev Aaron v'vo lifnei Hashem." You think Aaron HaKohen walked in, as Avi was saying, perfect pshat. I just thought about this right now, Avi. Avi was saying that what? When you come into Shabbos, what do you bring with you? You bring with you Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You bring in all the smelly stuff into Shabbos. You know why? Because v'hoyu alev Aaron b'voy lefnei Hashem. When you're coming to holiness, when you're coming to, you know, the Arizal says before you start your day, it's brought down to be makabel on yourself. Before you daven, you're makabel on yourself the mitzvah of what? V'ahavta l'recha kamecha. I love every Jew. What do you do when you finish Shmoneh Esrei? You back up, you say, Oisei shalom b'mraimav. Or you say, Oisei shalom b'mraimav. I want to make shalom, right? Oisei shalom, what do? You bow. You bow. You bow. When you finish Shmoneh Esrei, what do? You look to your left, you look to your right. When you start Shmoneh Esrei, Chazor Zashatzin, Kadosh, 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 right? Vakara, Zeh, El Zeh. Yes, I'm in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yes, I'm davening Shmoneh Esrei. Yes, I start my Shmoneh Esrei with me, Da Lefnei Miyata Oimid. But if I don't bring in the Jew to the right of me, to the Jew to the left of me, and I'm not able to bow to somebody else, then I don't know what type of holiness you're talking about, but that's not the holiness, and that's not the holiness and the separateness of a yid. The separateness of a yid, that I'm holy with Hashem, right? It's like the guy who's too busy. The guy who's too busy. And we end off Shmoneh Esrei like that, and we start off Shmoneh Esrei like that. We start off and end off Shmoneh Esrei like that, because Shmoneh Esrei is the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but you can't go alone. You can't go alone. You have to bring on the heart, on your heart, Klal Yisrael. People think it's a luxury. People think it's a luxury to think of the hostages. Wow, it's so special. You know, you guys talk, I've had that sometimes people say, like, wow, like you guys talk about like Bar Avram Ben Julia and the hostages and the chayalim. That's so beautiful. It's like not, such a nice thing, such a beautiful, beautiful thing. How could I open up a chumash? How could I dive into the Rabbanu Shalom and not think of my brothers and sisters? How could I not think, how could I be in yeshiva? How could I be in yeshiva and it doesn't make me a better brother? I'm going to say this again and again. I love it. To be a better brother to your sister. A better brother, of course, kibbut av aim. That's already your frum guy if you have kibbut av aim. That's already like how we look at it like that. Kibbut av aim, I have a mitzvah, kibbut av aim. To make yourself a better person, the more you learn Torah, and it happens to people, I've said this to people. Sometimes when you learn Torah, what happens is, and you become very strong in your kedusha, you have less patience for other people. Usually they go together. Usually they go together. I have less patience for other people. And it's true. You know why? Because you're separating yourself. You're separating yourself. But one of the most beautiful things is to remember that the holier you get, the more inclusive you need to be with other people. The more Shabbos is holy, holy, holy. Could you imagine? Could you imagine the tzaddikim? Could you imagine the tzaddikim? I can't imagine. The tzaddikim who understood what Shabbos, I think they say Rabbi Chanan. I think I heard this many, many years ago. Many years ago. It's hard to verify this, but I believe it for sure. I think I heard Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yikoyim Domov, a big, big tzaddik who was murdered by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. So Rabbi Chanan, they say when he came to America and he saw Chil Shabbos for the first time in his life, you know what happened? He fainted. He fainted. It's like imagine Chas V'Shalom seeing someone murder someone and kill someone. Your body, it's trauma. You can't, you just faint. They say Rabbi Chanan fainted when he saw Chil Shabbos. He saw someone be Machal Shabbos. Now, when you see someone driving a car wherever you are, you could down the kafskos. You don't see that. He doesn't know. He's a Tinik Shanishba. He's it's a guy, whatever you're going to say. It's not so simple to see Chil Shabbos. And then to love a Jew, to love somebody more now, to put your hand around someone who smells like smoke on Shabbos, to put your hands around and to love someone, that's Aaron HaKohen. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. To be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's like I remember I saw Reb Tzvi Meyer. You guys know Reb Tzvi Meyer. Reb Tzvi Meyer is a big, big tzaddik. I remember I saw Reb Tzvi Meyer once when he davens. He puts like earplugs in his ears. He davens, mamash to Hashem. He davens. I remember I saw him once davening, and his kid came over to him. He was mamash. Reb Tzvi Meyer davens along. Anyone who knows, who've seen him, who knows who he is, he's mamash, a big, big tzaddik. He's davening to the Rabbanu Shel mamash, and then his son came over to his right side. I'll never forget this. And he was this, and then suddenly, like he came down, and he was like there, right with his son, right there with him. And I was like, ah, that's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful when you see a yid, when you see a holy, holy yid who's fire, Aaron HaKohen. He's Oyev Shalom, Veroyev Shalom. He's talking to a wife to tell her how much her husband loves you. Telling the husband how much the wife loves you. He's bringing peace. Umekarvan l'toira. And I think for us, it's mamish. You know, when I look over here, I see, you look at Yehuda Weinstein. You look at... Why is that... Yeah. Why does everyone love Yehuda? Yeah. Look at Yehuda Weinstein, learns Torah. He learns Torah all day, but he's humble. He's sweet. Sweet. No air. No gaiva. That's the Kohen Gadol. That's Aaron HaKohen. Yisachar Pfeiffer. It is. Yeah. True. Yisachar learns when you learn. Yisachar is Torah. You learn, but it doesn't make you more gaiva. It makes you more humble. That's Aaron HaKohen. Shabbos. My Shabbos is so beautiful. It's so holy. I'm so disconnected to the chol. I'm so disconnected that I could bring it. that I could bring it with me. I could bring my Sunday, my Monday, my Tuesday, my Wednesday, my Thursday, my Friday. I could bring anybody along for the ride because I'm good. I'm good. It's like I'm okay. I love everyone. I could accept. I could bring everyone inside. I could bring everyone with me. I could bring everyone. That's Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen, no Jew will be left behind. And whenever you see it as two separate things, if you ever see it as two separate things, then you're being tricked. It's not true. It's not true. If you ever look at a yid, a holy yid who's fire, Torah, right? Who's fire, Torah, but he's not loving another yid, then he's not fire, Torah. There's something missing. There's something missing. It's not possible. Doesn't the Aharon HaKohen in the Kodesh HaKodashim, v'hayu alev Aaron, mamish the choshen mishpat. It had everybody. Choshen mishpat. I will not come into the Beis Medrash. I will not daven a Shemoneh Esrei without thinking of another yid. I will not say Rifeinu. I will not say Rifeinu without thinking of another yid. I will not say Baruch Aleinu without thinking that someone else is missing Parnassa and I want to help another yid. When I'm learning Torah, when I sit down to learn Torah, I'm going to think of a yid. I don't have to wait till Friday night. V'yu rachamecha miskoilulim. V'yu rachamecha miskoilulim alam kachech. I don't have to wait for then. I'm going to do it now. I'm going to do it today. I'm going to go think of another yid. By supper time, I'm going to think of somebody else. I'm going to clear off. I'm going to give someone else water. I'm going to give someone else supper before me. I'm not going to push my way in line. I'm going to clean up the toilet in my caravan. I'm going to clean up the mess. I'm going to buy something for everybody else for Shabbos. Heilige Shabbos. Shabbos is so holy. So therefore, I'm going to include other people in the journey. The more holy you get, the more inclusive you get. That's what we learn from here. The more holy you are, the more inclusive, not the opposite. And again, it's very, very natural. It's very, very common to associate Yiddishkeit, Judaism, strong Judaism, big connection to Hashem, to exclusion. Why are those Hasidim, they seem so exclusive? Why are these yeshivish people, they seem so exclusive? They exclude. I know one thing. The tzaddikim and and I'm not chas v'shalom when I said that. I'm saying that it's not true. It can't be true. You can't be a chassid. You can't be a chassid and exclude. You can't be a this type of Jew, a ben Torah, a yeshiva bacher, and exclude. Is it natural that someone walking to Mei Sharim, you could say, I'd rather you not walk around on Sneas. I'd love to protect my children from seeing a woman who's not dressed modestly. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with saying we don't talk a certain way, we don't look a certain way. I always said that. I respect that. In Mei Sharim, where there's signs, please don't come in modestly. I think that's beautiful. You're coming into my territory. That's fine. But I love you. I love you. You're with me. That's what Yiddishkeit is. People get turned off from Yiddishkeit. People get turned off from Judaism. You know why? Because they don't know the Bible. They don't know the Torah. That's why. Because if you really knew the Torah, you would just read one pasuk about Aharon HaKohen. You'd say, one second. Aharon HaKohen, v'hayu alev Aharon b'voy lifnei Hashem. Aharon v'nosa Aharon es mishpat b'nei Yisrael alibay lifnei Hashem. Tamid. Oh, those people are so exclusive. I don't know what their connection to the Rabbanu Shalom is. First of all, it's not my business to know what their connection to the Rabbanu Shalom is. But I'll make my math, my spiritual math, very simply. If they're excluding other people, if they're excluding a yid, then they're missing something in their relationship with Hashem. That's why it says, and I'll end off with this, V'chulim mekablim aleihem o malchus shamayim zeh mizeh. Right? What does it say? Everyone's mekabel o malchus shamayim. I'm mekabel Hashem. V'noisnim reshus zeh lazeh. They go together. You give permission for someone to not be like you. You give permission for someone to fall. That's what the tzaddikim are. The tzaddikim love the Aharon HaKohen. Mamesh oyev shalom, v'roidev shalom. Oyev esabrius. I was medayik in that. I don't know if I ever saw that someone says that. Oyev esabrius. Oyev esabrius. Oyevis Habrias is, they say a story of one of the tzaddikim that they were walking. I've seen this with my kids. I've done this, and they're walking in somewhere next to a bush or something, and they break it off. They break it off. They brought it's alive. Oyevis Habrias, to love that. That's why that famous picture of Rabbi Elia Lapian feeding the cat. Why does everyone love, right? In this yeshiva, why I have to, right, where I take care of the cats. The cat wanted to come to the Beis Medrash. Not because they're Gilgal of somebody. Even if there's no Gilgal of anybody, it's just a regular cat. But we're Oyevis Habrias. We love the creations of Hashem. We love a plant. We love, that's Aron HaKohen in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Aron HaKohen in the holiest of holy. That's why I love anyone who knows Ni'ilah, one of my favorite parts of Ni'ilah is it's the time to storm the gates and to be able to concentrate. Baruch Hashem, in this yeshiva, I don't think I've concentrated in Ni'ilah, Hashem, Hashem, Kal Rachum V'Chanun, right? Once, I'd rather hang out with the Olam in the front and hang out with everybody and bring as much of us together and be tzizamen at the holiest of the holiest, the holiest time. And anyone who's experienced that knows how holy that is, because we carry each other. We carry each other. That's what Hashem wants. That is Yiddishkeit. No one can go off, quote unquote, no one would ever go off and say, I don't like Yiddishkeit, I don't like Torah. No one would ever be able to say that, because the truth and the panemius of it is it's just love and connection and bringing people close. And if you don't have that, then you don't know what Yiddishkeit is. Then you don't know what the Kodesh HaKadoshim is. Then you're missing a part of Yiddishkeit. Just like if you're missing, how does it work with the Torah? You say, why are you supposed to look at the Torah? Anyone know why you're supposed to look at the Torah during Hagba? You're supposed to look at the Torah. So to see, what are you looking for? You're looking for yourself. You look for your letter. If the Sefer Torah is missing a letter, it's puzzle. It's puzzle. It's not a Sefer Torah. It's a Sefer Torah, but it's puzzle. It doesn't have the same holiness. It's puzzle. Why? Because the letter represents a Jew. It's the same exact thing. It's one in the same. It's the same thing. It's the same exact thing. It's not two different things. It's the same exact thing. Hashem should help us all. We should be zoicha. Zachar is yom haShabbos l'kadshoi. Zachar, they say, the Medrash says, Zachar is keneged Zachar, sasher asalacha Amalek, this week's parsha. Zachar, Shabbos, Amalek. You want to destroy Amalek? You get together on Shabbos. You have a beautiful Shabbos. That's how you get rid of Amalek. Crazy. Zachar. It says, Zachar es asher asalacha Amalek. That says, Zachar es yom haShabbos l'kadshoi. The togetherness of Shabbos, the holiness of Shabbos, that's what destroys our enemy. That's why they don't want us to keep Shabbos. They don't want us to be together. Leich, Knois, as Kol Yehudim, Am Mefuzer Mefurid. Haman wanted to separate us, separate them, separate the Jewish people, that they're not together. Separate the Jewish people. No holiness, no togetherness, no Judaism. Judaism is Torah and togetherness. It's one and the same. Mamish, one and the same. It's the same exact thing. It's the same exact thing. The same exact thing. The same exact thing. It's not a new wave thing. It's not a cute thing. It's not a Kiruv thing. It's not a new generation thing. It's an old, old story, which is called Yiddishkeit, which is called the world, which is called the Torah. And that's more love, more acceptance, more incredible things. Ms. Anil? Yeah, please.
Yes.
Teshuva or Rechilas? One must feel regret for speaking Rechilas.
Rechilas, remember, just to chazer over, Rechilas is when you pin two people against each other. Rechilas is when you say, did you hear, do you know that Chaim said this about you? So then the guy gets upset at Chaim. And he's like, oi, Chaim said this, Chaim is upset at you. That's Rechilas.
Two, one must confess to Hashem. One must feel regret for speaking Rechilas.
Right. Okay.
Two, one must confess to Hashem that he did a terrible Avera.
Mm.
Three, one must take upon oneself not to talk Rechilas in the future. And four, one must ask forgiveness from the person of whom he spoke.
Oh, so that's something that you have to be careful with. The last one, that's somewhere to hear them all. You have to be careful. There's a whole thing of thank you, Nisanal. Thank you so much. Wow, 52 minutes. So that was including the song.
Yeah,
you have to be careful mentioning to someone, you know, that I said something negative about you. And that person, you have to be careful. We should be zeichah to bring each other together and become closer to Hashem, which is one and the same.
Amen.
Amen.